Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Travis Kelce, yeah, his head's in the game. In the waning moments, back-to-back plays. Mahomes puts it right on the money, and Travis Kelce can't catch. But hey, everybody, don't worry, because on New Heights this week, tune in as Travis Kelce talks to Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, for a wide-ranging conversation. Can't wait. I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Wonderful football Wednesday. To you and yours, this is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our unbelievable crew, Femi Abebefe back on the show tomorrow, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we are going to get you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, set to bet and win week number 15 in the National Football League. I'm going to roll through every single game on the board coming up in week 15, starting tomorrow night, Thursday night, with the Falcons and the Bucks in Tampa. I'm going to have a bet on that game. Can't wait to share it with everybody. And we will take it all the way through Monday Night Football, with the Dolphins and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Massively intriguing game in the AFC playoff race. Didn't think I'd be saying that a few weeks ago. We've got line moves. We've got weather. We've got quarterback injuries. All sorts of stuff to get to. Betting thoughts, leans, all the news your little heart could ever desire. Week 15 in the NFL. That is coming up this hour here on this Wednesday on You Better You Bet. Also, the hot stove. That son of a bitch is heating up. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, signs in Baltimore with the Orioles. Can Baltimore actually contend in the American League East next year with my Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Boston Red Sox? We'll get into that. What does this mean moving forward for the suddenly cash-strapped? Are they cash-strapped? Certainly seems like it. New York Mets, we'll discuss. And I'm going to tell everybody, and the team is not the New York Mets. The team at the top of the odds board in the National League that I would never in a million years put even 1 cent on to win the World Series. And this is going to be a team that a lot of people are going to be interested in betting next year to win the World Series, to win the National League. I can't wait to share it with you. The team in the NL that I would never bet and why as the Major League Baseball hot stove in the winter meetings. Oh, baby, it's heating up. We're also going to talk some hoops on today's edition of the show. NBA Cup quarters tonight in the Western Conference. Give you thoughts on the Thunder and the Suns, the Lakers and the Spurs. Unfortunately, no Victor Wembanyama tonight for San Antonio. Lakers out to a 7.5-point favorite. I've got a bet on those two games that ties into a bet that I like on Sunday in the NFL. I'll tell you what that is as the show moves on here. And we'll talk about last night in the NBA Cup as well. And why I can say definitively, and not just because I'm a fan, it will be an epic disappointment if my New York Knicks don't win the Eastern Conference this season. An epic disappointment if the Knicks don't win the Eastern Conference this season. We'll get into college basketball as well. I've got like 10 teams that I think could win the national championship this year in college hoops. I'll give you the team that I like the most. And an off-the-radar team that's currently outside of the top 15 that could surprise as we move forward the season. Two tremendous guests will join us. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. And first things first on Fox Sports 1's own, Danny Parkins. Danny joins us in the Power Hour, Baldy at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Final Hour, Power Hour. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports. But we officially begin Wonderful Football Wednesday with this piece of sound. I saw this today and I said, this is what we're starting the show with. How could we start it with anything else? Because we have sound here from the newest quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. 44-year-old Philip Rivers took to the podium today in Indy for a press conference with the Indianapolis media and the national media. What a sentence. And had this to say about coming back to the NFL.
I was done playing, certainly. I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. Something about it excited me. It's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. I know that there's risk involved, obviously, if what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it. I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play. And the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. And here I stand.
If you're not smiling right now, listening to that Philip Rivers audio, and if you're not watching the video right now of the show on YouTube or Twitch, shame on you. Well, I guess if you're listening to the show, I very much appreciate it. I'm smiling like the Cheshire Cat. I'm grinning from ear to ear. If you're a sports fan, and I'm guessing you are, and obviously we love to bet also, and we will talk the current side and total market of the Colts and the Seahawks on Sunday, and I have a bet that I would like to make in the game. But if you're a sports fan, hell, I'm actually going to lower the bar a little bit. You don't even have to be a sports fan. Are you a human being that is currently drawing breath, alive, not dead, with a functioning brain and two ears that work? If that's the case, I don't know how you don't love this story. With Philip Rivers out of retirement, a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I can't even believe that we're at a spot where this is actually happening. And yesterday on the show, Femi and I talked about it because Rivers officially signed yesterday to the practice squad. But now, in the immortal words of the great Kendrick Lamar, since he has now spoken to the media, it's real. It's real. It's really, really real. And to quote Terry Hatcher from Seinfeld back in the day, it's spectacular. I can't even believe it. And I love each and every second of it. And it's not just that Rivers is going to be back. No. We're taking this. We're kicking it up a notch here. Per Stephen Holder, who covers the Indianapolis Colts for ESPN, Shane Steichen noting that Rivers could start Sunday's game for Indianapolis on the road at Seattle, regardless of the health of Riley Leonard, who entered the year as the Colts' third-string quarterback, obviously behind Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. AR goes out with the orbital fracture that he sustained pregame, like using resistance bands, hits him in the face, just like you can't make this up. Jones obviously out for the year with the Achilles. The team took one look at Brett Rypien and decided, no, absolutely not. Philip Rivers, in my mind, is starting on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts. Steichen basically said, like, whether Riley Leonard's healthy or not, Rivers could start. Now, there will be an evaluation period of Rivers for the next couple days. I would be pretty stunned if Riley Leonard were the Colts starting quarterback on Sunday. I'm not saying it's impossible. Leonard could start. Maybe Rivers doesn't look as good physically in the next couple days. He needs a week to ramp up. That's certainly possible. It's my expectation that Philip Rivers will start on Sunday. And while that sound that our friend Kenny Henderson played there was excellent, the best thing that Philip Rivers said in this press conference today was that Shane Steichen called him like shortly after the Colts-Jaguars game. So let's go inside the mind for a moment of Indianapolis Colts head coach Shane Steichen, right? So obviously he knows what we know, which is that the season for Indianapolis, which was once promising, is now circling the drain. It's not quite flushed down the toilet and hanging out in the sewers with Raphael and Donatello and Leonardo and Michelangelo and Master Splinter. Maybe Shredder's there and Bebop and Rocksteady. I don't know. We're not quite in the sewer yet, but the season's circling the drain. And he watches Daniel Jones blow out his Achilles. And Daniel Jones takes his helmet off and he's slamming the helmet on the turf. And you know in that moment, non-contact, that it's really bad. And if we know that, Shane Steichen knows it. And Shane Steichen then watches his team get bulldozed by Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'm trying to decide, in what moments did Shane Steichen make the decision, I got to call Philip Rivers? Because you know during that game, as the game's playing out, now maybe not on offense when he's calling the plays, but when the Colts are on defense, you don't think he's thinking, my God, like we traded our next two first rounders for Sauce Gardner. We can't afford to, we got to get somebody. He knows Brett Rypien stinks. We know Brett Rypien stinks. So you don't think he knows? Of course they were going to go get someone. And I'm just wondering what his inner monologue was like in his head during the game on Sunday as he's trying to think, like, do we think Brady? Nah, probably not. He's making all that money for Fox. I wonder what Ryan Tannehill's up to. Tannehill? Favre come out of retirement again? Ugh, not so sure. But I don't know. That would be received by the fan base. Oh, I've got it. How about Philip Rivers, who knows the offense, who I was with, obviously, with the Chargers? Unbelievable to think about that Shane Steichen, that's going through his head. That's what's going through his head probably during Sunday's loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we're getting practice reports. Riley Leonard full practice today for Indianapolis. I still think Rivers is likelier to start than Riley Leonard. And we will see as we move along. Like I told you, not impossible that Riley Leonard starts this game for the Indianapolis Colts. So where we sit right now, side and total market coming up on Sunday as I do a little refresh of my BetMGM screen. The Indianapolis Colts are currently 13.5-point dog at Seattle. And the 13.5 is juiced towards the Seahawks, so we're almost at a full 14. Total in the game is 42.5. For context, the Seattle Seahawks 2 weeks ago hosted undrafted rookie quarterback Max Brosmer and the Minnesota Vikings, and the game closed 13. So basically, this is the betting market saying that the Colts with either Riley Leonard or Philip Rivers are worse than the Minnesota Vikings with Max Brosmer starting at quarterback. Is that true? Should the price be different? I don't know how anyone can answer that question. We've literally never seen this before. We have never seen this before. Now, Doug Flutie went 9 years in between NFL games, right? From 89 to 98. But Flutie was playing in the CFL that entire time. He wasn't retired. We've never, literally never seen this before. No one has any idea how this is going to go. Maybe it's Seattle 47, Indianapolis nothing. Or maybe it's like Seattle 17 nothing. The Colts can't score in the game. Or maybe, just maybe, if it's Phil Rivers, he's seen it all. He has seen every defensive coverage known to man. Mike McDonald's an awesome defensive coach. Phillip Rivers is going to be able to know like what they're doing. Now, that doesn't mean he can beat it. That doesn't mean he can physically get the job done anymore. We're going to find out. But he's going to know what's coming. Like, Riley Leonard may not know his ass from his elbow in this game on Sunday. Max Brosmer was a deer in headlights in Seattle a couple weeks ago. Like, truck racing towards him. He's just watching it with a stupid look on his face. Chucking the football to Ernest Jones going 85 yards the other way. Phillip Rivers ain't going to do that. That's not what's going to happen. So here's what I want to do with this game. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. And I know not every sports bettor is like this, right? Where you make a bet on something you want to see happen because you want to see it happen as a fan or as a human interest story, right? If Phillip Rivers plays on Sunday for the Colts, I'm betting Indianapolis. Now I'm going to wait for the market to move. I'd like 14 and a half or more. Let's see where it goes. I'd like to bet on Phillip Rivers because I want Phillip Rivers to succeed because I'm obsessed with this story. I love the story. And I acknowledge maybe it's not the best bet of all time. No, who knows what the true number should be in the game? I have no idea. But I want to see it happen. And when it's done, if the Colts cover, I want my souvenir t-shirt. Like I rode Space Mountain. I bet Phillip Rivers in the year of our Lord, 2025. And I survived. I can't even believe this is actually happening. On the other side, we will roll through all the games coming up week 15 in the NFL, all the injury news and line moves your little heart could ever desire. Wednesday on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
A poker!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
King Kenny Albert with the call. That was week one of the NFL regular season. Bet the Atlanta Falcons in that game. Yeah, you bet a lot of games every week. Watch a lot of games every week. Some of them tend to bleed together, right? But there's always a couple that stick in your craw for the duration of a season. That one really pissed me off. Because the Falcons absolutely should have won that game. And that was, you know, Baker pulling it out of his derriere. And these were better times in our country. Because Emeka Egbuka still knew how to catch back in week one. Maybe not so much as of late. Bet the Falcons in that game. They lost. Tampa won. And that began the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' magical run for the first half of the regular season that has since come to a screeching halt ahead of Thursday night football tomorrow night as the Tampa Bay Bucs host the Atlanta Falcons. So Brian Baldinger will join us coming up in 40 minutes, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. We will get to Major League Baseball. We'll get to the NBA. We'll get to college hoops. All our bets for tonight will close the show. But for the next 40 minutes, and possibly into next hour, we'll roll through every game, week 15 in the NFL, where we stand on side and total, my thoughts on those games. And we'll start tomorrow night with the Bucs and the Falcons in Tampa. 7-6 Tampa Bay, a 4.5-point home favorite against 4-9 Atlanta, with Kirk Cousins obviously starting again with Michael Penix out for the season. Total in the game, 44.5. It's fantasy football playoff time. Hope you made the playoffs in a bunch of your fantasy leagues. I didn't in a couple leagues I really wanted to. I made it in a couple as well, but did not go as well as I wanted it to. Had a couple crushing losses in week 14, the final week of the regular season. But hopefully we can get things rolling here in the fantasy football playoffs. Unfortunately, I do have Drake London on a bunch of my teams. And in what is shaping up as the biggest betrayal involving London and the United States of America since Benedict Arnold, Drake London will miss another game. Drake London is out tomorrow for the Atlanta Falcons. That jerk. Doesn't he care about our fantasy teams? Does he not care at all that some of us are trying to win fantasy football championships? Drake London will miss another game tomorrow for the Atlanta Falcons. But good news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans is expected back. Officially listed as questionable on the injury report, but the Bucs did activate Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. Remember him? Jalen McMillions, what we called him last year. Rookie last year out of Washington, one of the trio of receivers, Michael Penix Jr. For Washington that went to the national championship game along with Rome Odunze and Jalen Polk. McMillan was good last year. Neck injury in the offseason and has yet to play this NFL season. He may make his regular season debut tomorrow night for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we are expecting Mike Evans back in the lineup as well for Tampa. And for the Bucs, this is a crucial game. What looked like a tremendous season for them and a season where they were going to coast to a division championship has gotten a lot more complicated with their recent run of poor form that culminated this past Sunday with a loss at home to Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints. Now, I bet the Saints in the game. I actually did have the Saints as part of an underdog money line parlay, which almost cashed for a ton of money. It didn't, thanks to the Cincinnati Bengals. But you lose at home to Tyler Shuck and the Saints, and I think it's fair to say that you may not be that serious of a football team. And you'll remember back, and I don't mean this to come across as really negative towards Tampa, but do you remember when Baker Mayfield was being bandied about as a legitimate MVP candidate? Like, really smart people were saying, Baker Mayfield's going to win MVP? Like, no. No. And it's easy for me to say in retrospect, because Baker's obviously not going to win MVP. And, you know, he did have the oblique injury that really hampered his ability to scramble. But it felt like Tampa was getting really lucky in these games. Like, they were in all these super close games, and Baker was pulling it out of thin air at the very end. And credit to him for that. And it's gotten Tampa to this point where the Bucs are 7-6 and still currently in first place in the division. But look, Carolina is a road favorite at New Orleans this week, and the Panthers and the Bucs play twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. Like, Tampa is no lock to win the NFC South and make the postseason. It looked great for Tampa. Not so much now. And for the Atlanta Falcons, I will bring back the Usher quote that I use sometimes from Confessions Part 1. Everything that they've been doing is all bad. Now, they don't have a kid on the side, not that I'm aware of, but Michael Penix Jr. is done for the year, and they don't have their first-round pick, the Rams do, and everybody's got to go. Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, everybody's got to go in Atlanta. This is an organization in desperate need of a reset. So fun storylines heading into this game tomorrow night with Atlanta at Tampa. And I look at this point spread, and I see 4.5. And I know Mike Evans is going to be back, and I think that absolutely matters. It feels like it's too many points for Tampa to be laying at this point in time. Like, it actually does feel like that. Like, I don't know if Tampa's offense is good enough right now, even with Evans coming back, that it should be laying this many points. Haven't made the bet yet. Strongly considering betting the Atlanta Falcons. That is my let's call it a lean for right now. And then, you know, we'll do the show tomorrow and I'll get really excited and I'll probably end up betting Atlanta. Falcons plus 4.5 is where I am leaning tomorrow night. Thursday night football, Atlanta at Tampa. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Let's move towards Sunday and go from the NFC South to the AFC North. As breaking news in the National Football League that should surprise nobody. Lamar Jackson doesn't practice today for the Baltimore Ravens to begin the week. In other news, water is wet and grass is green. Lamar never practices early in the week anymore. But Nick, he's a veteran. It must be a veteran rest day, right? Or, and hear me out, he's not healthy. He's not healthy. Did you watch him last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Look healthy to you? Now, early in the week on this show, last week, I said, I think I'm going to like the Ravens in the game. Lamar looked pretty healthy to me on Thanksgiving. I just thought he played a bad game. And when he didn't practice on Thursday last week for the Ravens, I said on the show on Friday, and then on the two shows I do on Sunday, you can only bet the Steelers in this game. And it has nothing to do with Pittsburgh. Just like Thanksgiving night had nothing to do with Joe Burrow coming back and had everything to do with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. So, we look at this game. Sunday in Cincinnati. Where the Bengals, like, mathematically are still, I don't want to do this with Cincinnati. And I know some people will say, well, I don't want to do this with Kansas City and I'm still doing it with the Chiefs. I'm not interested in doing this with the Bengals. Like, can they win the division at 8-9? I mean, I guess it's mathematically possible. I saw like an Instagram post today that was designed to get clicks. And I contemplated clicking. Well, here's how the Bengals can host the Patriots in the first round, but 4-9 could host 11-2. Yeah, here's how it happens. The Bills win the AFC East and the Bengals win the AFC North. It's not that crazy that it could happen. I don't think it will. But I guess Cincinnati, in theory, could potentially do it if Pittsburgh stinks down the stretch, obviously. The Bengals win this weekend and have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, a juiced 2.5-point road favorite. So we're close to going to the Ravens, a full -3. We don't know if T. Higgins is going to play for Cincinnati. Another concussion for him last week. He may not play the rest of the season. That's a terrible job that T. Higgins like finished the game on Sunday, obviously concussed in that game against the Buffalo Bills. Trey Hendrickson, out for the season for Cincinnati. Man, what a year for Trey. He might be the new finesse god. G-A-W-D. Bradley Beal might have to like hand the champion. This is like when Hulk Hogan handed the WWF title to Ultimate Warrior in WrestleMania 6 in a passing of the torch. Bradley Beal might have to hand the belt to Trey Hendrickson. Held out, $14 million raise this year, guaranteed money, barely plays. And when he does play, the defense stinks. Good for Trey Hendrickson. He's out for the season. So no Trey Hendrickson, maybe no T. Higgins. I would guess T doesn't play. If I'm betting this game, and I haven't yet, same thing as the last 2 weeks. The Baltimore Ravens, in my estimation right now, unless they're going to play like the Las Vegas Raiders, like the bottom, the Tennessee Titans, the bottom feeders in the NFL, can't be favored. They can't. They can't be favored in games. And they can't be almost 3 on the road at Joe Burrow. They just can't. So let's wait. Let's see if we get that 3. I'll be interested in the Cincinnati Bengals. And it has nothing to do with Burrow and everything to do with a clearly injured Lamar Jackson and a scuffling Baltimore Ravens team. And I said the Falcons got to hit the reset button. Man, we're getting there, right, with John Harbaugh? Think they wish they had Mike McDonald still in Baltimore? close to hitting that reset button with the Ravens. From the AFC South, or the AFC North, excuse me, to the AFC East. Lots of good division games this week. This one's going to be great. I'm a little annoyed that this is a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. This should be like Sunday night again. The Bills and the Patriots in New England. Where Patriots win this game, and it is a stranglehold on the AFC East for Drake May and company, as the Patriots at 11-2 come off the bye and host the Bills off the win for Buffalo last week in the snow against the Cincinnati Bengals. New England obviously beat Buffalo in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football earlier in the season. Price of the game? Pick the winner. Buffalo won at BetMGM, but the one is huge towards New England. We are basically at pick the winner of the game. Total here is 49.5. I am leaning towards betting the Patriots in the game. Leaning towards it. Because I don't trust the Buffalo Bills defense. The reason why it's a lean, though, and not a bet, is I don't know if I trust the Patriots defense either. New England's defense has feasted this year on some of the worst quarterbacks you could possibly imagine. And I can bring up New England's schedule here. And I'm not trying to diminish what Drake May has done. You know how I feel about Drake May. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs before the season. Geno Smith, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Bryce Young, Spencer Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, Michael Penix Jr., oblique injury Baker Mayfield. Does this inspire confidence in anyone? No, it doesn't. Jackson Dart, Joe Flacco, and the poo-poo platter from the New York Jets. And one game against Josh Allen, where the Bills turned it over three times. And the Patriots won that game 23-20. Here's my guarantee for everybody. Bills are going to score in the game. Now, maybe the Patriots score more. It's possible. Does this total feel too low to anybody at 49.5? So if we acknowledge, right, and we're not, you beat who's on your schedule, right? You beat the teams that you play. Think about the quarterbacks the Patriots have played that I just laid out. You think Josh Allen's going to have difficulty scoring? I don't. On the flip side, here's Drake May against a defense in Buffalo that is eminently beatable. I think we're looking at a 27-24 final score either way. And I think the Patriots might win the game. That would be, if I had to bet it, I'd bet New England. That total feels a little short to me. Over 49.5 is a bet for me, and a lean towards the Patriots to win the game. From the AFC East to the NFC East, with the Giants and the Commanders and the Jersey Meadowlands. My Giants, a 2.5-point favorite total in the game, is 47. We got some news today in this game. Jaden Daniels ruled out for the Commanders. We don't know if he's starting the rest of the season. And I think the people that are happiest about that news are the Philadelphia Eagles, who still get the Commanders twice this season. And Marcus Mariota is a capable backup. Obviously, it goes without saying you would much rather see Marcus Mariota than Jaden Daniels. So the Eagles might be the biggest winners here. Try and get them over the hump to win the NFC East and hold off the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has got to play Washington also, but Philly gets the Commanders twice. So we don't know if Daniels is coming back this season. He won't play on Sunday. And the Giants got bet a little bit in this game. So this was Giants 2, and now we are sitting at Giants 2.5.
2.5.
And what I told you yesterday, and I'll hold to it here. I've been saying it for years. Throughout the entirety, basically, I guess not year one of Shane and Brian Daboll. And now Daboll's gone. The New York Football Giants lose every game. Not like 100% of games, but they lose the vast majority of games. Mike Kafka, Kafka's people skills makes Joe Judge look like he's Henry Kissinger. It should be like Secretary of State. I don't know what the hell's going on with the New York Football Giants. I love me some Jackson Dart. You're going to tell me the Giants are favored? Come on. This ever goes to 3. It's the easiest bet ever on Washington. Washington as a teaser leg up to +8.5? Yes, please. On the other side, we'll keep rolling through week 15 in the NFL. We'll go to Philly with the Eagles against their old friend Kenny Pickett and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Deep. Reigning national champions remain undefeated. They exorcise the demons by defeating the University of Michigan 27-9.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call a couple weeks ago when Ohio State beat Michigan, knocked the Wolverines out of the college football playoff, and advanced to the Big Ten title game, where they would obviously lose to Indiana. We've got some breaking news coming out of the University of Michigan. I'm going to tell you about it in a second, but first we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM, because the NBA Cup is heating up. Today's Odds Boost token will crank up the intensity. Use your token on any NBA Cup bet to get a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. The breaking news involving the University of Michigan is an absolute stunner. ESPN's Adam Schefter, along with Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel, reporting, and this is everywhere now, that Michigan has fired head coach Sherrone Moore. So again, Sherrone Moore fired by Michigan on Wednesday, December 10th. Wetzel adding that the firing is for cause. So I read that as nothing to do with all the violations with when Jim Harbaugh was the coach when Michigan won the national championship. I kind of view this as being a separate issue. Trey Wallace, who covers college sports for Fox and for OutKick, tweeted, "The school has been investigating a situation inside the building for the past few weeks." Here's my read on this. And again, Sherrone Moore fired by Michigan. We are like way past the point on the calendar where a team and a school like Michigan should be firing a coach. And remember what we were saying about James Franklin and Penn State before? I think Penn State like did a really nice job by hiring Matt Campbell. But when Penn State fired James Franklin, what the school said was they wanted to get ahead of the coaching search, right? They wanted to land the best candidate. And then it took them forever. And they swung and missed on a number of candidates. And I like the hiring of Matt Campbell. But they wanted to get ahead of it, right? Because we have seen all the coveted coaches get hired. Lane Kiffin is at LSU. James Franklin, Virginia Tech. Matt Campbell at Penn State. Alex Golish at Auburn. John Sumrall at Florida. Ryan Silverfield at Arkansas. Onward, and etc. We have seen all these big universities and all these big programs fill their head coaching vacancies. So the fact that Michigan is firing Sharon Moore today on December 10th means that this is something that has happened recently. Because if they were going to fire him for something that had to do with like Connor Stallions or whatever when Jim Harbaugh was the coach and they basically cheated to win a national championship, which I would have done also, well worth it to win a natty. If that were the case, they would have fired Sharon Moore a month ago. They would not have waited this long because now they're behind the eight ball. And it's almost time for the portal to open. And National Signing Day is come and gone. So this is not like they've been sitting on this for a while. Okay, and now we've got this from the University of Michigan. So this is from Michigan, who just put out this release. Quote, following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy. So look, I don't know this, but what does that mean? It means that Sharon Moore is hooking up with a staff member, right? Like that's obviously what, I guess it could be something else. I got to tell you something, man. It is amazing to me. It really is. And look, I've been, since the day I met my wife, and I don't say this, I'm not looking for credit or a pat on the back or an attaboy. Since the day I met my wife, before we were boyfriend, girlfriend, I have not, you know, like touched outside of like platonically hugging or whatever another woman. Like you have so much to lose, right? You have so much to lose. I feel like I have a lot to lose. Forget about your job. Like with your family. I always find the credit that like, I got that you're in a position like this. You're the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines and like, you can't stop yourself. You can't stop yourself. So we don't know the full details, but it's like, man, with everything to lose, you can't just, and I don't want to speculate here. I need to stop because we don't know the full story here, but it's just like, come on, man. You can't hold back. Like, really? With your awesome job, you can't stop yourself. Yes. And this confirms what I was saying, right? And this is all a breaking news situation, right? As Michigan fires Sharon Moore. If Michigan were firing him for something related to what happened when Jim Harbaugh was the coach, they would have done it already. They're not waiting until December 10th with all that coaches getting hired. You don't think they would have wanted to talk to Lane Kiffin? I'm not saying Lane would have gone there or John Sumrall would have gone there. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't think Michigan would have been interested in talking to Matt Campbell? Of course they would have. Biff Poggi, or Podgy, whatever, the guy that was the interim coach for Michigan when Sharon Moore was suspended. I got to tell you, what a circus this has been for Michigan. At least they did win the national championship. Like, that did, it's all worth it for that national, and it really is. It's all worth it for that national championship. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Honestly, like, maybe their best course of action, and this is all happening in real time in the moment, is their best course of action, like, to let have an interim coach next season and figure it out next year and just take it on the chin next year? Is that it? How about this for everybody to consider? Bryce Underwood, Michigan's true freshman quarterback from this year, is like an alien. Like, could be future, not just first round pick in the NFL, like number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Like, that's the upside for Bryce Underwood. Is he going to want to come back to Michigan now? Like, what happens now? Like, the domino effect here in college football is crazy. Where if you can take Michigan out of the equation next year in the Big Ten, and I have no idea what they're going to do with Coach, you could take him out of the equation, and Underwood potentially leaves. I'm speculating. I have no idea if that's going to, maybe he stays. But I think we can all agree. This would increase the likelihood that maybe he bounces, right? Like, maybe that could happen. This is a piece of news that will have major ramifications on the sport of college football here. And I'll tell you, you're one of these college football teams with deep pockets. You got a lot of NIL money to spend. And you need a quarterback. How are you not on the phone with Bryce Underwood and his team and his reps to try and bring him in? This is a story we'll absolutely be following here. by Sharon Moore. Like, this is like the old Mike Ditka bit on ESPN, on ESPN NFL Countdown. Sharon Moore, stop it. Like, just like, you know, my friend, I went to college with him. For people that know KFC, Barstool, Kevin Clancy, we went to Fordham together. He has a great line, which I won't say the full line. I will just summarize it with the acronym. JJO. Like, JJO, buddy. Like, come on. Like, so much to lose, and you can't keep it in. Give it a rest here. Sharon Moore fired with cause by the University of Michigan. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joins us in about 10 minutes. All right, we're behind the eight ball now, talking about week 15 in the NFL. We're going to get to every, that's the plan, is to get to every game. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. What a segue, right? Let's go from a team that fired their coach for cause to a team that the fan base wants to like burn down the stadium right now. The Philadelphia Eagles, where Nick Sirianni was asked at a press conference today in Philadelphia if the team would consider benching Jalen Hurts. I know he's not playing great. He was the Super Bowl MVP 10 months ago. Like, he's not getting benched. There's no way. What a ridiculous thing to talk about. The Eagles are 11-point favorites against the Raiders on Sunday. Total of the game, a blistering 38. Geno Smith is not expected to play. That news broke earlier, which means it will be last year's Eagles backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett, starting for the Raiders. I was going to say, did anyone catch the end of the Raiders game last week? But I think everybody did that bets on sports. Right, with the way the game ended, and everyone very mad at Pete Carroll. Geno Smith has been so bad, and I am not a Kenny Pickett fan. I don't like that he took his ball and went home from the Pittsburgh Steelers because they signed Russell Wilson. No, they did not do. They signed Russell Wilson, and I don't want to compete. I'll go be a backup for my childhood team. I didn't like that. I'm not a huge Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. I'm not a Kenny Pickett fan. Geno Smith has been so bad this season for the Raiders, you can easily make a case that the Raiders have upgraded here at quarterback with Kenny Pickett. That's how bad Geno. It has nothing to do with Pickett and everything to do with Geno Smith. Now, that doesn't mean I want to bet the Raiders. I don't know, though, how you get to the window laying 11 points with the Eagles and this offense right now, even against a bad Raiders defense. I don't know how you do it. Maybe Lane Johnson will be back. We'll see over the course of the week. This game looks like a pass to me right now. I would have been interested in the Raiders with Pickett, but I need 13 to make that bet. This game looks like a pass for me. Jaguars and the Jets on Sunday in Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a 12.5-point home favorite, total 41.5. So we don't know who the Jets starting quarterback is going to be. Neither Justin Fields nor Tyrod Taylor practicing today for Gang Green. And if neither plays, Brady Cook will be the starting. You can't say some of these names without laughing. Brady Cook will start at quarterback for the Jets. If Brady Cook's the quarterback and the number's 12.5, I'll be into the Jacksonville Jaguars. I will be. If it's Tyrod or Justin Fields, though, and this is the number, I think it's the Jets. The Jets, somewhat respectable. I know last week against Miami didn't go well. Dolphins are playing really good football right now, and Tyrod got hurt in that game, and then here's Brady Cook. So a lot to be figured out in this game. Like, kind of need to know who the quarterback's going to be before we have a strong betting conversation about that game. And just last one to get in here before the end of the hour. The Texans are favored by 9.5 against Arizona, 42.5 the total. Everyone's hurt for the Cardinals. We don't know if Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play. I don't want to bet the Texans laying a price like this just because the offense isn't very good. I'm probably going to pass the Texans and the Cardinals. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will get to the rest of the games in week 15. We'll talk baseball, we'll talk hoops, but Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger kicks it off right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.